So let's get into a state of receptivity. Closing your eyes. The moment you close your eyes, you're going to activate your inner world. You're going to bring light coming from the Guru's grace. Dr. Pillai is going to empower you to go deeper into your consciousness, to shed light on that which is disturbing you or blocking you. You can do a mental scan from head to toe while we're getting prepared. You have to take your time, otherwise you will get ahead of yourself and you'll miss. So allow yourself to scan from head to toe. You might experience some memories come up or thoughts that are just like, oh my God, just stop. Literally, your God inside you is telling you stop. Okay. So you just don't pay attention to it. You just keep walking by with your scan. Walk by that thought. Let that thought go. This thought. You're just on a mission to scan. And then once you do your scan, you can continue to do it. Just bring your attention into the spine, the base of your spine. The base of your spine is where the energy to remove obstacles resides. So that energy to remove obstacles resides at the base of your spine, in your subtle body. The king of obstacle removal is Ganesha, the Lord, the ruler. So we'll call on him to free up some energy so that you feel it flooding from your pelvis area down into your legs, through your legs, and into your feet and into your toes, and then swirling around. And not just feeling it on the front part of your legs, or you want to feel it all the way around your legs, front and back and sides, inner thighs, all the way through. It's so important for us to experience the energy of Ganesha to help us to get unstuck. Visualize an orangish-reddish light swirling around. And if you know the archetype Ganesha, he's an elephant-headed being with a pot belly, and his vehicle is a mouse. And things happen fast when you call on Ganesha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. 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 Now move into the base of the spine and imagine yourself moving up through a thin tube of light. Your awareness is helping you to imagine moving up a thin tube of light that arises from your base of your spine and pierces all the chakras or the energy centers on the way up. So it pierces the navel center. That gets activated. Energy gets released and bursts out. Then up through the heart. The heart center gets activated. The energy bursts, radiates out from the heart center in the middle of the chest. And then up through the throat. The throat is where we store the karma. Clear your throat physically so that you can pay really close attention to what is stuck there. And then have it be released at the physical level, and then we'll go deeper. You may yawn or sneeze or cough, something. Maybe even just move your shoulders and your neck to release it. That's where the karma is stored. The weight of the world is on our shoulders. That's where that saying comes from. Then move into the middle of your brain and imagine the energy being released and exploding into the brain. Then this thin tube of light, your awareness, pushes up through the skull and goes into the space. And this is your antenna that will pick up the signal, send out signals to the divine, and the divine will pick that up and then come into communion with you from within and outside of you. So the microcosm is within, the macrocosm is outside. The divine beings don't know physical boundaries. They're not limited. So if you perceive it from within, fantastic. If you perceive the divine support outside of you, super fantastic. It's all good. Now we'll activate this thin tube of light called your susumna. Starting at the base of the spine, we'll pump in some sounds all the way up that will call in different energies, and you will explore those chakras. And see what that feels like for you, or what the image comes up for you. Starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Now move into the throat. Feel the throat. Ma. Move up to the middle of your brain, the third eye area. Om. Move back. back down to the base of the spine. Move up to the navel, the belly button. Move into the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Feel the mouth. Now move up to the two eyes and the right and left brain. Now imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. Imagine a beam of the most intelligent, most compassionate, most enlightening and empowering ray of light coming from his third eye and piercing your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows on your forehead. Feel that spot on your forehead. Imagine, image it. Imagine the light there, piercing, creating pressure in your third eye, zapping any blocks that are preventing this light from coming in and penetrating past the spot between your two eyebrows, going into the middle of your brain. Receive this golden, beautiful light that dispels darkness. It helps us to search it out, but then it dispels it, it removes it, it diffuses it, it takes it away. So energetically, you are not attached to the situation in your life that is causing you to feel like you're in the dark or you have nowhere to go with it. So energetically, you feel the release and lighter, a lightness of being as this beam is being received by you into your third eye, the middle of your brain, from Dr. Pillai's third eye. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma. Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Feel the pressure in the spot between your two eyebrows and the pressure within the middle of your brain as this beam of light is penetrating through layers of stuck consciousness. This may activate a heart sensation, a sensation in your heart, or some other body part might be freed up. You may experience different emotions, Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwaraha, Gurur Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Guru dispels darkness. Any energy or emotion that is related to darkness gets dispelled with this beam of light. Feel the pressure, feel the penetration coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, into the midbrain. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwaraha, Gurur Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Now imagine a flood of this golden light swirling around in your brain, moving down through your neck and into your shoulders, down your arms, into your hands and fingers, and down the trunk of your body, swirling through the organs. Liquid golden light is moving through you, flowing through you, going through the pelvis, down the legs, and into the feet and toes, the whole body. Is holding liquid golden light from head to toe. Hold on to this image as your background to another beam of light that is going to be piercing the throat. This blue light is coming from a few inches or foot in front of you. It's beaming into your throat. Feel it. It's a laser beam that cleans out the negativity in your life, the energy that is congesting your thoughts, preventing you from seeing clearly what it is that you can do to come out of your situations, to feel more empowered, loving towards yourself and others, and then getting whatever it is that you want at this moment in time. Experience the laser beam of light penetrating the throat beyond your awareness of your physical form. This beam goes deep and deep and deep and deep and deep and deep and deep. And it begins to fill the entire throat with a laser beam of blue light. Hiranilakantam மாகரோ சிவாய நமஹ. திருநீலகண்டம் மாகரோ சிவாய நமஹ. திருநீலகண்டம் மாகரோ சிவாய நமஹ. திருநீலகண்டம் மாகரோ சிவாய நமஹ. Receive the light and the sounds that will clean up the karma that is stored in the throat, the neck. And now we'll imagine this blue light pouring down into the shoulders, maybe into the chest, the upper back, where we carry the weight of our problems. Allow this blue light to absorb or diffuse or push out or take the weight off in the neck, the shoulders, the chest, the upper back. It's disappearing with the sounds. Tiranilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Tiranilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Tiranilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Tiranilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Now imagine this beam of light continuously energizing the body parts as we move from the right eye. Tiranila kantam makaro sivaya namah. The left eye. Tiranila kantam makaro sivaya namah. The right eardrum. Tiranila kantam makaro sivaya namah. The left eardrum. Tiranila kantam makaro sivaya namah. The right nostril. Tiranila kantam makaro sivaya namah. The left nostril. Tiranila kantam makaro sivaya namah. The tip of the tongue. Tiranila kantam makaro sivaya namah. The middle of the tongue. Tiranila kantam makaro sivaya namah. The back of the tongue, the tonsils, the throat. Tiranila kantam makaro sivaya namah. The right and left brain. Tiranila kantam makaro sivaya namah. The third eye. Tiranila kantam makaro sivaya namah. Now the light is spinning in the head and all the sensory organs, cleansing them, energizing them. The blue light is life force energy. Energize all the sensory organs, the eyes, the ears, the nostril, tongue, throat, the brain, the midbrain, the face, the cheeks, the throat, pouring, swirling, dazzling, diffusing, absorbing light, moving through the neck, down the arms, shoulders, arms, hands, fingers, releasing, letting go, feel the light, feel lighter. The blue light is moving through the trunk of the body from front and back, like a sponge squeezing out all the organs of any congestion, revitalizing them with this energy of the blue light. Tirunila kantam makara sivaya namah. 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 The light is pouring through the pelvis, down the legs, into the feet and toes, releasing as it's swirling around, liquid blue light, dazzling, diffusing, absorbing any negative, congested energies. Feel the vibration of the blue light, the life force light, throughout your body from head to toe. Tirini lakantam makaro sivaya namah. 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 The light is spinning faster, 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 faster. Cleansing, rinsing, releasing. Now come back to your third eye, spot between your two eyebrows and then into the middle of your brain. Activate that with your awareness. And then Dr. Plies. And Palmer coming from his third eye into your third eye. Keep your attention on your third eye. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to your body, mind, and soul, your environment, the world, within and around you. End the meditation. Slowly come back. You can keep your eyes closed on your way out or back to your present state of awareness. You can make an internal prayer to Dr. Pillai, to Lord Shiva, for cleansing you from head to toe, energetically dispelling that which you have been ignoring and creating that consciousness that you can have more clarity moving forward as you slowly, slowly come back to yourselves and